Beaudry went on up the stairs, and Jack Darcy turned and headed out the door. The desk clerk, who had been listening to this exchange, got up quietly from his chair and watched at the front window until Darcy had mounted his horse and ridden out of town. Then he crossed to the stairway, took one quick look up to be sure that all was quiet on the floor above, and headed for the front door. A moment later, Beaudry came back down the stairs of the hotel, crossed quickly to the front door, and went out. He was just in time to catch sight of the desk clerk rounding a storefront about halfway down Main Street in the direction of the Wagon Wheel Saloon. Keeping to the shadows, Beaudry followed. A few minutes later, standing in the darkness outside an open window on the other side of town, he listened while the desk man told his story to three others. He could identify two of them easily enough. The handsome Murray Roberts and his sidekick Russ Peters were standing face to the open window. They were both looking at a third man, whom Beaudry could not see. The desk clerk was standing to one side, closer to the door, clutching his hat nervously in his hands as he spoke. Beaudry thought he could smell cigar smoke.
What did they say?
Well, they talked about the shooting of this man, Dan Lingle. And when they come out, that's when the man said his name was Chick Beaudry.
Beaudry?
Beaudry?
And Darcy asked if he is a Texas Ranger, and the man said he was. That's when I decided you probably want to know.
Mm-hmm. You did the right thing, Zeke. Here, this is for you. Now, you get back to work. If the ranger leaves, you be sure to let us know, okay?
Sure. Whatever you fellas say.
So, it's Chick Beaudry, is it? That means we got to kill him or we're through here.
Then Beaudry heard the third man speak. His voice was indistinct. He wasn't even close to the window, and it sounded like he was holding a cigar in his teeth as he talked.
Who killed Lingle, Murray?
Not me.
There was a silence. Then Russ Peters spoke.
It wasn't me either. I'm damned if I know.
Good. Murray, you ride back to the ranch. Ride herd on the old man.
Whatever you say.
Can't let him start guessing what's what, or he might come up with some answers.
Right.
Mind you watch him, not that girl.
Chick Beaudry returned to the hotel, slipped up the back stairs to his room, and went to bed. There were never any simple cases anymore. Maybe there never had been. He had started hunting a killer with no accurate description except that he was carrying two diamond rings, a gold watch, and four beautiful Morgan horses, a stallion, and three mares. It had been a cold trail from the start, but one thing he knew. The killer hadn't sold the Morgans along the way. Wherever he was, he still had them.
I guess I'll have to check those ranches tomorrow.
He clasped his hands behind his head. Just to think. He, Chick Beaudry, a Texas Ranger. No idea had been further from his mind a year ago. He'd grown up, at least part of the way, on a ranch not far from DeHaines, a town near San Antonio. At 16, he had killed his first man, a cow thief who was trying to run off some of his employer's cattle. But even that had not been his first fight. At 6 years old, he had helped load rifles for his father and uncles as they fought Comanches, and by the time his 16th birthday rolled around, he had been in a half dozen Indian fights. His experience was not unnatural for the time and the area. Skill with guns had come naturally. Like many another boy or girl of his time, he had been hunting meat for the table from the time he could hold up a rifle. Yet the way things went, he might easily have wound up on the wrong side of the law. It was only chance, and Captain McNally of the Rangers that had turned him around. And now, as he waited for sleep to come, alone in a small hotel room in the middle of nowhere, it seemed that he had always been, and that he would always be, a ranger.